The mother swan sat on the eggs to keep them warm. The father swan cruised around nearby to keep her company and protect her from enemies. One warm afternoon, feeling very thirsty, she covered her eggs with some loose feathers and stepped into the water. The water felt good. But when she stepped out of the water to dry off, she failed to notice the red fox who was hiding behind a clump of bushes. The father swan saw the fox first. But he was too far away to get there in time. So just as the fox was about to spring and sink his teeth in her neck, I stood up, threw a stick at that fox, and hit him full on the nose. And then I stepped out into the clearing so the swans could see me. The father swan swam over. He stood very close to me, ran his neck out, and almost touched me. That night, I wrote in my journal, "I don't know of anything more wonderful to look at than a nest filled with eggs. An egg is a far finer thing than a tennis ball or a cake of soap. A swan's egg will open, and out will come a little swan." By the time I got back the next morning, the cygnets had all hatched.